Blog Talk Radio.
This is your time with Josie. We'll have a blast every Friday right here. I'll make it memorable for listeners all ages. So glad you joined me today.
Hey everyone, it's Josie from Your Time with Josie. Welcome everyone listening live, and a shout out for those that are also in the chat room. Aaron, Cole, Flower Rookie, Peanut, and Rue Fan Forever, and Tina. Hey guys, thank you guys so much for coming. And so many people are just showing up as we speak. I hope everyone had a great week so far and have an awesome weekend planned. And I have some news to share. I just got my driving permit, which means I can legally drive with someone over 21 or 21 or with guardian. So that's always good. So excited about that. it's almost freedom, yet not really. But I'm super excited about that. And also we have a great show for you today. We have a fun chit-chat segment from Yahoo Highlights today on flirting. it's actually pretty funny. We also have an awesome interview planned with Lydia Salnikova. I am so excited to talk to her. I'm such a huge fan. And then we're drawing for a prize chosen from all those listeners in the chat room. So if you're not in the chat room, you guys can sign in now. It's very easy. You just register, or you can just type in username, and you don't have to do the password, and it'll log you right in. And then also, we're working on our first newsletter. So sign up now to keep up on all of the latest Your Time with Josie news. You can sign up by visiting our website, www.josieshow.com, and sign up on the link at the bottom of the page. It's super simple and will only take you a second. So let's, everyone, let's all begin our chit-chat segment. today, Yahoo Highlights report that flirting is good for your health. Who would have thought? It helps create higher white blood cell count and will boost your immunity. And altogether, it is reported that there are 52 flirting signals, and the number one most common is the hair flip technique. I know you've all tried it. And okay, so here is a really funny part. This is brilliant. In New York City, there's an outdated law that men will be fined $25 for gazing at a female. And if there is a second conviction, the law states that the offender has to wear a pair of blinders whenever he goes out for a walk. I thought that was just hilarious. It's kind of like the cone of shame with dogs. Whenever they do bad, you just put the cone of shame on. Except this one's for humans, so it's even more funny. And it also has been reported that flirting has been most common over the internet and through text, which I could say is very true since social networking sites have been just crazy lately. Love it, love it, love it. So tell us in the chat room what flirt technique works for you, and we'll read off the most popular at the end of the show. So that is exciting. And I'm also so excited about today to speak with Lydia Salnikova. Lydia is a talented, talented singer. Super excited. So what are you guys saying right now? Let's see. Peanut says squirrels flirt with their tails. yeah, squirrels. Oh, did you hear that knocking sound? That sounds like my guest has arrived. Everyone, I want you all to please welcome my special guest, Lydia Salnikova. Hi, Lydia.
Hello, Josie. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. How does it feel to have a driving permit?
Pretty exciting. Super exciting.
No, nothing.
I can't wait.
Not scared at all, just excited?
I am actually pretty nervous a little bit. I don't know how I'll do, but I'm practicing in the parking lot first. Just to make sure.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Well,
congratulations.
Definitely.
It's a fun thing.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm super, super excited about that. So how are you? How have you been?
I'm doing good. I'm welcome break from listening to my speakers and my mixes and staring at the computer screen to actually talk to human beings.
Yep.
really fun thing.
Definitely, definitely. And your fans have been going crazy all week waiting for this interview. So I'm just going to start out with some really fast questions. Yeah, so just a few little questions, and then we'll get some fans to call in or ask questions in the chat room. So here we go. At what age did you start singing?
What age did I start singing? Well, when I was 6 years old, my parents put me in a musical school, and a classical musical school, and I was studying piano, and I was singing in a choir, so I never really took voice lessons, per se. But I assume I started probably singing sometime around, 7 or 8, and then probably around 10 or 11 I started singing at my different functions at my high school. And one of the things that I was kind of famous for is I would do an impression, well, a cover of Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You, and it was really funny, and I would use one of those tanning lotions to just be a little darker. Of course, I looked nothing like her, but it was actually her music was, oddly enough, one of the first things that that really got me interested into possibly making my own music. So you know, as a teenager, to answer your question.
Definitely, definitely. And I think that is super cool. And I love your music. It's so inspirational. I absolutely love it. I'm such a fan.
Thank you very much. I'm working on my solo album right now. Actually, I'm in the mixing stage, so hopefully there'll be, not hopefully, there will be more and more music posted on my website for fans to hear. And pretty soon something is going to be available actually to, you know, take home with you, put on your iPod and take on the road with you, wherever you want to do with it.
That is so exciting. I'm super excited. I saw on YouTube, I believe, on your page in the video's link, it tells you all about that fun stuff. So what's your link where fans will be able to visit your official website?
Say it one more time.
What's your official website so fans will be able to...
Oh, it's very, very, very easy to remember. It's www.lydiasalnikova.com. And for those of you who didn't get it, which, you know, crazy Russian names, it's lydiasalnikova.com. And I'm sure you can go to Josie's website and get the spelling of my name as
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I also am posting your link on the chat room so people could have easy access.
Good.
That's always good. So what were you saying?
Just saying that I'm excited to be working on my music, and hopefully everybody's going to like it. That's I think they will.
Definitely.
It's been long
I
overdue.
Will really like
yes.
Definitely. And do you know yet when your album will be released, or are you thinking about it when it might be released?
Well, the way that this is going to happen is I'm going to finish the album. I'm going to finish it, but my fans are actually helping me, are going to help me with putting it out, actually pressing it in a physical form. And I'm incredibly humbled by it, but this is something I just started in the middle of August, is basically my friends and fans make various pledges to help me press it. Mm-hmm. As soon as that money actually is available, and hopefully by then all my ducks are going to be in the row as far as mixed and mastered music and artwork and all that, and then I'll put it in production. So right now it's up in the air as far as a particular date, but I'm really, really hoping that it's going to be November or early December at the latest. At least that's my plan, so we'll see how it actually happens.
Absolutely. And Fire Rookie in the chat room asks, what is Lydia's favorite song to play?
Favorite song to play?
Yeah, what's your favorite song to play?
Does it have to be one of mine or just any song? Any song at all?
No, I think it could be any song. Yeah.
Let's see. Well, I'll just say it's very hard for me to choose one of my favorite songs that I've written because there's a different one for a different day. As far as the songs that I sometimes play live at my shows that I haven't written, there's one written by Leonard Cohen called Hallelujah, mm-hmm. and actually I think you're a big fan of Shrek, and it was the song was actually featured in the first Shrek movies, and it's a beautiful, beautiful song, and everybody on the planet has covered it, but I would like to think that I give it something of my own. And also, let's see, I really like playing another song by Paul Simon, written by Paul Simon, mm-hmm. called Something So Right. But basically, it really depends on the mood and whatever goes with the show.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What is your favorite type of music to sing? Your favorite genre?
Well, since I'm a piano player and I write at my instrument at the piano, my music tends to have that, tends to be piano driven, has that singer-songwriter mm-hmm. vibe to it. And I guess the closest genre would be pop, but pop is such a large, such a wide scope, so it's hard to pinpoint. I would like to think that my genre is a soulful pop now, as much soul as I can muster,
yeah.
you know. So, and it's very emotional. I sing a lot about emotions. I don't write very many story songs, but I would like mm-hmm. to think that I can connect to an emotion, and they tend to be a little introspective. So hopefully people that have experienced these emotions at one point or another in their life can relate to that.
Definitely. And I also...
And I also happen to... Go ahead.
Yeah. No.
Go. Okay. And a lot of my songs tend to, there's a little kind of area that I tap into that's a little melancholy. And I guess that might have mm-hmm. something to do with me being Russian, because if you read any of our literature, classical Russian literature, maybe you have at school or heard about it or mm-hmm. seen some movies based on it. There's the melancholy portion, melancholy sensibilities is kind of close to Russianness. So, but I do write happy songs every once in a while too, because life is beautiful.
Definitely. So, do you currently live in the U.S. or are you still in Russia?
No, I am currently living in Nashville, Tennessee. America is really my home now. I've lived here since I'd say 1998. So I have everything I love doing. My music is here. My friends are here. It basically is my home country now.
Absolutely. And I love Tennessee. I just have to say that I love Tennessee. So beautiful.
Yeah, it is, and it's so many open spaces. And still, it's something not quite rural, but there's a lot of space and a lot of beautiful nature, and you can ride on some roads for long time without having to deal with a lot of traffic. So
that is always good.
Yes, and you are about to find out.
Yeah, I'll find out. I'll figure it out.
Yes, you will.
Definitely, I'm super excited. That'll be so much fun. A new thing for me.
Yes.
Definitely. So Fire Rookie, also in the chat room, asks, do you still talk with the group members of Bering Strait on a regular basis? I hope I said that right.
For those of you that may not know, I used to be a member of Bering Strait, and this is actually how I came to the United States. We came here in 1995, 96, and we had a couple of record deals as a country band and released two albums on Universal South. And I sang and played piano in the band, and, of course, the band disbanded, and I left the band in 2006 to sort of embark on a solo journey. But absolutely, we still talk. With some members, we have more in common and just intersect more. It just so happens that some people just get really busy, but we still care about each other, and every time we see each other, it's like a family reunion. So absolutely, we still talk.
That is so, so cool that you're still in touch. And I also read, I believe, on MySpace, something about a Kickstarter pledging drive. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, actually, I briefly mentioned it earlier. It's an incredibly exciting thing. It's so funny. I was working on my album, and I knew I wanted to put it out there for my fans, and I knew that I could produce it because I'm recording this in my home studio, so it's just a matter of my time and my imagination and just putting my energy into it. As far as pressing a physical CD, I was not sure I could bite the bullet and just put it out there and just, you know, spend the money right up front, the money that it takes. And so I thought, well, instead of going to a record label or to an investor, the music is essentially is eventually going to end up with my fans, which where they are the end user for it, and they're the ones that want it to happen, and you know, as much as I do. And so I thought, well, maybe they would help me. Maybe they would make, you know, small or large, whatever contributions. And so I started this on this really cool site called Kickstarter.com, which basically is a site, a pledging site, to raise funds for all kinds of causes, but they all have to be creative. Either it's film, photography, or books, or music. And what happens is you choose the amount, you determine the amount you're trying to raise and the deadline by which you need to raise it, and you spread the word, and people can contribute whatever they feel like, and you reward them for it. You know, there's really cool and funny rewards for various level of contributions. It's just something you get to have fun with. If you raise the amount of money that you need by the deadline, then your project is funded. And I'm just so humbled. I put it out there. I did not know, you know, with the economic times are kind of tough. I didn't know what people, would be the indication of how much my fans actually want my album to be out there. And within, you know, 2 days, I've hit my minimum that I was trying to raise to get my CD pressed. And it's still going to go on until September 28th. And if I raise any more money, then it would go toward mastering of the project or towards more extended CD artwork. But I'm just speechless sometimes when I think about it, that basically my fans have just enabled me to put my music out there. I mean, that's patron of the arts. I'm speechless when I think about it because it's just such a gift. There's no other way. So I can't wait to actually reward them for it and bring them the music, and hopefully it's going to be just a beautiful, you know, a celebration of music all around.
Absolutely, and I'm really excited too because I would really love your album, and I will definitely get it, and I'll have to find the donation.
Thank you so much. You're very sweet.
I'm very excited about that. I'm very excited about that. Definitely.
And
so,
I saw on your site that you like to sing as well.
Yes, I do. I love to sing country, a little bit of pop as well. I have to do that as well. On the side.
Good, good.
I love it.
Good.
Definitely. It is so much fun. I absolutely love it. So do you have any upcoming performances where fans will be able to see you?
Well, as of right now, I'm really focused on finishing the album, and of course now that it seems like the Kickstarter pledging drive is going so well, then I feel like this needs to be my priority, because if my fans want my music out there, then I need to get it to them. So this is what I'm focusing on right now. But after the CD is pressed, then definitely that's the next logical step. And hopefully I'm definitely going to play around Nashville. And I'm trying also to see if I can tour outside of the state as well. But that all remains to be seen. You have to have a project first before you can even approach some of the booking agents. So it's in the works for sure.
Definitely. That is super exciting. And I also have some fun questions for you.
Okay.
What is the best advice you have ever received?
The best advice I've ever received?
Yeah.
Well, does it have to be about music? Does it have to be...
Man.
That's a deep question. Or a fun question, no matter how you look at it. Advice. Well, I don't want to sound cliche and say something like follow your heart, because everybody says that, right?
But that is true.
Yeah. I guess I'm thinking about songwriting right now, and it's just so often that you, when you try to write songs, you try to find something relevant that people are going to relate to, or you're trying to write for a specific cause, or you're trying to just guess what people might like to hear. And I've actually had several people tell me, really good songwriters, write what you know, as opposed to trying to fit a certain genre, fit a certain trend. Just write what comes naturally to you, because your listeners are going to be able to feel your sincerity. So that's the best I could come up with on the spot. I'm sure as soon as I hang up with you, I'll think of five different answers that would have been better, but that's what I can think of right now.
That is really good advice. Absolutely. That is perfect advice. And I also have another fun question for you. What is your favorite vacation spot?
Vacation spot. Well, one of them would have to be, just because I usually go to Russia around Christmas time, so it usually is kind of a holiday, and because I get to go there once a year, it kind of became a vacation mode. You know, I feel like this is a home base and vacation is Russia. So that's one. And also, I got to go to Hawaii, to the Big Island, several years ago, and that was quite something. So I guess those would be my two choices, for different reasons.
Definitely. I always wanted to go to Russia, so I'm hoping to go there. I love the food there. I heard
really.
Some,
what's your favorite Russian food?
I'd have to say, I don't know how to say it. It starts with a B. Borscht. Something.
Oh, okay. That's a beet soup. Very cool.
Yeah, I've seen it. I don't know how to make it, but I have tried it. A friend made it for me once. She used to live in Russia, so that is really, really good. That is really something. So I'm hoping.
It's really funny that you should bring it up, because I actually have a recipe of borscht soup. I make it. I think it's pretty good.
Ooh.
I mean, nobody died that ate it, and everybody loved it, so I guess it must be good. But amusing rewards that I came up with on the Kickstarter pledging drive we were talking about earlier is my secret borscht recipe. So if people pledge a certain amount, they're going to get that. So, you know, whatever I can do to entice, obviously this is just for fun, but I actually would like to see people make it and what they think about it. So, you know, you go on up there and pledge and try that soup out, and you tell me how you like it.
Yeah, I'm going to need that recipe now. definitely. So another fun question. What is the best gift you have ever received?
The best gift. Well, the things that I think about as far as gifts, not material things necessarily, and that, you know, there's just a gift of human kindness and my friends and just all of those non-material things. But as far as gift, I would have to, you know what? I know what's the best gift I've received. And it happened this year, and it was a gift for my birthday. You know, you are learning to drive a car, and this year was when I learned to ride a bicycle. You'd be surprised that it took me so long, but, you know, some of us get there a little bit later. But it probably is the freshest on my memory just because it was recent. And right now I can't imagine how I ever lived without a bicycle because it's an exhilarating experience and it's so much fun and it gets you out and you put you in touch with nature and it just puts you in a different kind of zone when you ride a bicycle. And so I would have to say, lately that has been the gift that keeps on giving, and that would have to be the best one for this week. And then we'll see.
Yeah, absolutely. That used to be my way of travel before I got my permit.
Mm-hmm.
Love the bike. Definitely. So let's see here. What do you like to do for fun?
Well, fun. Well, one of the things is the bicycle really changed how my weekends are structured. They basically all the days off that I get usually start with bicycle, unless, you know, it's raining or I don't know what I'm gonna do when winter comes. It's gonna be really sad, but maybe I'll just buy some warm clothes and still ride. Other than that, I guess things that I do for fun, things I do for me, I actually enjoy yoga. Have you ever done yoga?
Oh, I don't think I've ever had.
The kind I do is hatha yoga, which is more of the physical aspect of it, which is the, you know, the asanas, the poses, and the breath, and just a little bit of meditation, but mainly it's a physical experience. And that's it's amazing how you walk out of a yoga class and you just feel so light. That's the only thing the only way I can explain that. And with a lot of the stress that comes with being in the music business, that definitely helps to balance you. So this is something I do for fun. And of course, there is, you know, movies and books.
Yeah.
And, yes, absolutely.
Definitely. And so do you have any pets? Another fun question.
No, I don't have any pets. No, I don't know. I had some hamsters when I was little, but
cute. Not at the moment. It's all right. I love hamsters.
Is it popular to have hamsters in America? Is that a popular pet?
It is a popular pet because I used to have tons. Me and my mom used to love hamsters, so we used to have like three at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And
Did they ever run away from you?
Actually, a funny story. One of them actually went into one of the heater ducts, I don't know what it's called, and we had to fish him out.
Wow.
Was he okay
you got him out?
Yeah, he was okay, completely okay. And it was just crazy. They just get into those small spots. I don't even know how he got in there.
did he manage to damage any of your books or anything? Because they like to snack on the books.
Oh, no, they never, thankfully,
no.
Thankfully that never happened.
Oh, good.
Thankfully. None of my homework or anything, thankfully. Definitely. And so let's see here. I'm trying to find some more fun questions. Let's see. Oh, here's one. What is the most embarrassing thing that has ever happened to you while performing? It's a crazy question.
Talk about putting me on the spot. Embarrassing thing. Well, I don't know because I didn't quite make a fool of myself, but it came close to being embarrassing. I was actually, we were performing with Bering Strait at Grand Ole Opry, which is a legendary stage of country music and in Nashville, and we were doing the song, and I was singing it with the other singer in the band, Natasha, and they have put, I don't know if you're familiar with Grand Ole Opry, probably not, but in case you're not, what happens is you basically walk on stage, they plug you, and you play. There's no sound check. You don't get a chance to really get your sound right. So what happened is that they put her vocal in my monitor. Monitor is a kind of a speaker that's in front of you, lets you hear yourself. And her vocal, and my vocal, they put in her monitor. So I was singing, trying to sing, and I couldn't hear myself. And I made it through the song, and actually was from the recording of it, it didn't completely suck. But it's just, there's one place where you wouldn't want to lose face and stop in the middle of a song because you can't hear yourself, and that's Grand Ole Opry. So it could have been embarrassing, but it actually turned out okay.
Thankfully, you haven't had any, like, serious embarrassing moments. I hope that never happens. I just want to say right now, I hope that never happens. Definitely. But you saved yourself. You kept going, and that works out. That was good.
Yes.
Definitely. And I also saw that you have some social networking websites, such as Facebook and MySpace. How will fans be able, do you have any links where fans will be able to visit your pages?
Well, actually, if you go to my official website, which is www.lydiasalnikova.com, and you go to the little tab called Links, it actually lists them, the MySpace, Facebook, Reverb Nation, I Like, and whatever other kind you want. I'm not on Twitter yet, but I'm sure that might change it. Yeah, I know. It's kind of I guess that's embarrassing. But I'm sure that'll change at some point when I feel like I have more to say. I just, right now, I'm trying to focus on what I'm, supposed to be doing, which is, music. And then when that's done, then probably I'll want to chat about it all the time, and maybe that's when I'm going to get on Twitter. But my official site is basically the way to get everywhere related to me.
Definitely. So everyone, you guys could, after the show, just check out her website, and everything will be on there. So definitely. And I love your website. I love it. It is so cool. You're very welcome. Let's see here. Reba Fan for Forever asks, Lydia, have you ever met Reba? Have you ever met Reba McIntyre?
No, I have not. I'm sorry to say I have not. It's easy to run into celebrities here in Nashville, but not her.
Yeah, definitely. She's actually very, very nice. If you get to meet her, that would be, like, really, really cool. She is really nice.
Yes.
She's very talented as well, so that is awesome.
I did get to meet Kenya Rogers, though, if that counts. I got to... to sing with Kenny on one of his songs, just a few little parts. Actually, it ended up being kind of a duet, but so it was the extra, special. Not only do you get to meet him, but you get to sing with him. It's fun. It's amazing how some of the biggest stars, usually, like you said, very humble and sweet. So. That's something, hopefully, everybody that ever gets famous, remember to be sweet.
Definitely. That's the way to go. That's how you get through. You always have to be nice. Definitely.
Yes.
So let's see. Fire Rookie in the chat room says, Lydia, how do you stay so thin?
So thin, huh? Well, let's see. I'm on the strict regimen. I only eat radishes. No, just kidding. Well, I eat everything just in moderation. I guess just trying to stay active is probably the way to do it. I don't really have a goal to stay within a certain weight, but definitely yoga and now bicycles help me stay in shape and just eating balanced food. I am guilty of having junk food every once in a while, but just as long as I also eat, balance that out with vegetables and try to control everything, just keep it even. And I guess it's just metabolism. So I'm probably in the lucky group that have a high metabolism. May it always continue to be that way.
Definitely, definitely. And you can always have junk food, you know, in moderation, not a lot, but that always works.
Yes.
Definitely,
yes.
Definitely. I don't know if you'll be up to this. You don't have to, but a lot of fans have been asking if you'll be able to sing a little something for us, a chorus of something. I don't know. No preparation or anything, but we didn't prepare.
Well, and now I have to think about what I certainly can sing something now. I hope you don't judge it by the phone quality.
No.
But how about I just sing it just to make it a little exotic, I guess. Just sing something in Russian, perhaps?
Yeah, we would love that.
All right. So it's just it's actually a song that is going to be on my album, and it's a Russian folk song that I did a rendition of, and a song. It's a kind of sad, which, like I mentioned earlier, a lot of Russian folk songs are. It's about Volga, the River of Volga, and barge haulers. Back in the day, when they would need to bring a ship close, they would use actually manpower, just pulling it, and so they had a really hard life, and so that's what the song is about, how they're living there. So I'll just sing it. It basically is a verse after verse after verse, so I'll just sing the first one.
Would love that. Thank you.
Ах, ты степь широкая, степь раздольная. Ах, ты Волга, матушка, Волга. The first verse, and the second one is a little more intense, and more intense, and then it kind of goes, escalates, and then releases. You'll hear it. It's going to be really cool.
Yeah. That little applause button. That was so awesome. Love it.
Thank you.
I absolutely love it, and I'm so excited to hear the whole thing. And it makes me want to learn Russian. Definitely.
It's going to be not only one song. On the album is going to be Russian because I'm trying not to, you know, only I'm trying to sing for you know, American people. I live in America, but just a little bit of that as my roots, my history. I definitely wanted to add a little flavor of that, and it's going to be fun. I'm excited myself. I've been talking about putting out a solo album for, you know, several years now, and finally doing it, and it's right about time.
Absolutely, and I wish you all the luck in the world with everything that you want to do. I think that's so great.
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. And everyone in the chat room, Brianna, says that was so pretty. Reva Fam Forever says you are so good. Tina says that was beautiful. And Fire Rookie says, never lose your roots, your history.
That's very sweet.
That is so cool. Let's see here. Any fun questions? If you guys want to call in, the number is, let me find it, 1-646-381-4339. So you can call in and ask a question or say hi or anything like that. That sounds good. Yes. And let's see here. Is there any specific place that you would like to perform that you haven't yet?
Well, I guess everybody wants to perform at Carnegie Hall, but I guess I probably need to earn my some paying of the dues are going to be involved before I can play there. I would like to play at some venues in Russia, and it's very hard to say. In Russia, I guess it would be to come there and sing in English. It would be kind of interesting. I can't think of anything basically, it's I just want to make sure that I get out there and play for people. I don't really have a dream venue just yet. I mean, it would be nice to get to perform for at award shows, but that's really that's really more of a glamour thing to me. Just if I perform in a small club, you know, for 100 people or whatever, but I know that everybody who's there to hear music, and I feel like I've got them, and they're with me every song, every emotion. That to me is actually more important than playing in big venues. But I'll have to think about that. Actually, I guess you have to visualize what you dream to make it happen.
Absolutely, and just let me know if you're going to ever be performing in Illinois, because I live in Illinois and would love to hear you sing live. That would be amazing.
Yeah, I'll keep you posted, Josie.
Awesome. That is super cool. And we are running out of time here, so a couple more questions.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever thought about doing any, like, fun music videos for any of your songs on this current album?
Well, it's definitely something that I would that would be a fun idea. It's just for independent artists, unless you were to, you know, align yourself with a major label, there's a certain amount of funds that are available to you. And so basically I try to focus on making music because that's my main thing. But it would be fun, and maybe I should just get creative and just get some of my friends in the film industry to help out. But I guess I'm just trying to do one thing at a time and then see where that next step leads. And you never know you never know what tomorrow might bring. And hopefully it's going to be a big snowball. You know, you start with one thing and leads to another and then to another. And before you know it, you're making all kinds of fun things.
Absolutely. Well, that is super exciting. And one more question that we got from Fire Rookie. There is a local Russian grocery store in Nashville called Alexei's Market. Does Lydia shop there?
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry if I say it wrong.
I have been known to shop there, yes. It's actually, I know the owner, and I've known him since the Bering Strait days. And so, yes, I come there every once in a while. The main thing I miss about Russian cuisine, unfortunately, you can't get there because basically they just make it only in Russia, and it's only good when it's fresh. It's the Russian rye bread. What I've gotten there is some sausages. Russian people really like sausage, in case you didn't know. They have various kinds. So I've gotten that. I think I've gotten some caviar, some salmon eggs there. And also, I think buckwheat. I've gotten there one time. It's a very good side dish if you're making, you know, some kind of meat dish, for instance. You know, I make beef stroganoff sometimes, and buckwheat is great to go with it.
Ooh,
what did I buy there? I think I bought, I don't remember if I bought any pelmeni, which is kind of a stuffed meat dumplings. I don't think I got that there. But yes, I stop by every once in a while. Sometimes get some candy, Russian candy there, so it's a really cool place.
Ooh. Yum, that sounds good.
I'm surprised that Fire Rookie knows about it.
Yeah, that is super, super cool. Sounds good. Sounds very yummy. And I just want to say thank you so much for coming on my show. It was so, so much fun. I love talking to you. Definitely.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's a treat.
It was my pleasure.
And thanks to everyone who has been asking questions.
Absolutely. And I also would love to give you a Your Time with Josie t-shirt for a thank you for coming to my show. So just let me know where I could send it. You could email me or all that good stuff.
That's very kind of you. I would love that.
Anytime. Thank you so much. And I will talk to you soon on Facebook.
Okay. Thank you very much, Josie. You have fun driving in the parking lot now.
Thank you. Will do. Thank you.
Okay.
Sounds good. I'll talk to you soon.
Goodbye.
Bye. Oh, that was so fun. Lydia is such a sweetheart. Love her and such a big fan. And so now I am going to play a wonderful game called Pot of Gold. And also, everyone, remember, just a reminder to go to josieshow.com to sign up for our newsletter. And everyone, please keep tuning in each week for new segments that will be added to the show. And if there's anything special that you would like to see featured on our show, just email me at josie@josieshow.com. And we still have a few minutes to put in. You still have a few minutes to put in your vote for favorite flirt technique, and then I'll read off the most popular before our show closes. And I also want to mention some changes to the site that you guys will find exciting. There is now a new forum, and when you're on the forum, you could play the arcade. And it's so much fun. I'm always in there. You could chat it up in the forum, place over 200-something games in the arcade. Love it. You'll find me in there. that is super exciting. And then the newsletter, of course. Some upcoming guests we'll have are Corey Jean Olson on September 10th, 2010. And then we have Ashley Ray on September 17th. And then the most craziest show ever, CaseyKellerville.com staff, September 24th. The owner of this wonderful fan site for Kelly Clarkson is my web designer, Alan, who is just so wonderful. And then all the rest to be announced of a first anniversary special. Oh yeah. And then October 29th, is our Halloween special with special guest Chelsea Ray. That is going to be so exciting. And, so we got some really fun, talented guests coming up that we can have fun with, and you guys all have to come back. And, that is super, super exciting. It looks like we have a last-minute caller. Oh, goodness. We got Peanut. All right. Peanut, you on the phone?
Hey, Josie.
Hi. How are you, Peanut?
I was just doing some research into flirting.
What's your favorite flirting technique, Peanut?
I share my nuts and my donuts. And I wave my tail really fast.
That is so cute. That is so cool.
You don't have a tail.
Yeah, I don't have a tail. I'm sorry. What do you think humans should do? What do you think we should do as flirting?
Buy a tail.
Yep, there you go. Coming from Peanut, the squirrel. So cool. So how's Alan treating you lately, Peanut?
He feeds me a lot.
He feeds you a lot? Really, huh?
Lots of peanuts and donuts.
Peanuts and donuts. Sounds like a great,
peanuts.
Interesting combo.
Peanuts are great because I'm a squirrel.
Yes, and donuts are probably not the best thing for a squirrel.
When are you going to have my cousins on your show?
Your cousins? Who are your cousins?
Alvin and a chipmunk.
We are working on Alvin and the Chipmunks. You know they. Yeah, I mean we're the girl ones too. We're working on it. All right, it's gonna take some time to get done. You know, because they're still storing the nuts. You know, they're trying. They're getting ready for winter. You know.
Ground. First, I lick the nuts so I could smell them out later, and then I bury them, and sometimes they grow trees.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. What else do you squirrels do?
I posted on your forums all about squirrels because people really don't know anything about squirrels. And squirrels are people
cool.
too.
That's fun. A little squirrel, little class. that's fun. Wow. Well, Peanut. So, I hear that you are a good driver. You're better than me. Did I hear?
I'm a good driver.
What do you drive? What do you drive? A what?
A car, and I have a moped.
And a moped. I bet you look really, really cute on the moped.
A picture.
Yeah, you'll have to send me a picture because I have always wanted to see what a squirrel looks like on a moped. Just
when
saying.
You played the contest today. I want to see who wins the prize.
Oh, okay. Well, will you stay on the phone with me while I do it?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so, all right. So we are going to give out a prize. So let's see here who we have. Let's see. We are going to see who we got. Na, 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 da, na, 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 da. Da, 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 da. All right, we have Reba Fan for Forever, and congratulations, Reba Fan for Forever. and you're the winner, and you will. And she just exited out the room. Okay, we'll send her a message, but in the meantime, let's just we'll. All right. So how about you, Brianna? You're not going to exit out of us, right? You win. You win, and you could just let me know what you want as a prize, Brianna. And Reba Fan 4 Forever, if you're still listening, you just send me a message at josie@josieshow.com, and I'll send you both prizes. Just let me know what you want, a hat, a T-shirt, or an autograph. So that sounds good, and just send it to josie@josieshow.com, and I will post it in the chat room. Just let me know where to send it.
You have any
and that sounds good.
I need a really small shirt.
You need a small shirt? Well, I'm pretty sure that Alan can figure out how to get Pet Your Time with Josie T-shirts, and we can give you one. How's that?
Okay.
He's like, okay. All right, well, Peanut, I got to go because I have to do my little driving-ness, and I will beat you, by the way. So I will talk to
you
soon, and I'll talk to everyone else.
You'll
be in the arcade? Okay, sounds good. Stay in there, and I'll be there soon.
Okay.
Sound
bye,
good?
Everybody.
Bye. Thank you. Oh, and I also want to mention that the Flirt winner was Fire Rookie. Congratulations, Fire Rookie. You are the winner of the flirtishness. And his answer was just be yourself. And that's always a great motto. And that's how you do it. Just be yourself. And also, everyone, stay tuned for details about my 1 year on the air anniversary show scheduled for October 8th. On Your Time with Josie, we'll be moving to a new primetime spot on Friday night starting September 24th. The show will start at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time Zone, 8 o'clock Eastern, and 6 o'clock Mountain Time, and 5 o'clock Pacific Time. Don't worry, we will all give you plenty of reminders before then. So at the beginning, and we are good. Come again next week for another exciting show. And thank you all for being a part of Your Time with Josie, and I will talk to you guys soon. All right, time for me to drive in the parking lot with someone over the age of 21. All right, bye.
This is Your Time with Josie. We'll have a blast every Friday right here. I'll make it memorable for listeners all ages. So glad you joined me today.